everybody. My name is Athena and welcome back to my podcast, Let's Talk Disability. The podcast that focuses on a range of disabilities from autism to dyspraxia to ADHD. I talk about a lot, and in today's episode, I want to talk about something that I've been thinking about for a little bit. So I graduated university 3 years ago and I was thinking to myself, if I started university today, what would I do differently? And a few things popped to mind and I thought, you know what? Let's just make a podcast episode about it. So to start off, I'm going to be talking about the DSA, which if you're listening to this podcast and you have a disability, you may know what the DSA is. So this is the Disability Student Allowance, and this is used to support yourself through not only university, but also college in some situations. And with this, you get a funded grant. Now this grant, it's not physical money, but you can use it towards getting a new printer, getting a new laptop, getting support in classes, getting a one-to-one to help you with your reading or your assignments or proofreading, whatever is suited towards you. And the reason why I'm talking about this is because I did not have my DSA through university. For the majority of university, I only started applying for it right at the end, and I really regret that. To be honest, it was really difficult to get my DSA in the first place. For some reason, my dyspraxia diagnosis wasn't recognized and all, so it was really, really tricky. And by the time I got my autism diagnosis, it was almost too late to even apply because my university experience was coming to an end. And although I did get first in a lot of my assignments, my parents were there to support me through a lot of it. They were there to help me proofread, to help me understand the assignment, because most of the time I just didn't really understand what the assignment was asking of me. Not because I was stupid, but because of the way it was worded in that fancy vocabulary, I really needed it to strip down to basics just for me to make it a lot better. So that would be the first thing that I'd say about apply for a DSA if you can. And if you can't, do not worry, because there are lots of other ways that you can support yourself through university. Like I mentioned, I had my friends and family. If you're not fortunate enough to have a circle around you, there are lots of other ways. For example, making your tutors aware. I made my tutors aware a lot of the time, and I ended up having one-to-ones with them just to go through my work. I explained to them, I haven't got a DSA, but I have got a disability. I applied for exemptions on being late, and I talked about my anxiety. I talked about my disabilities, and that was really taken into consideration. So there is lots of other ways around it. So another thing that I would do starting off at university is utilize social media, because when I first started, I did not utilize social media as much as I thought I should, looking back now. And what I mean by this is going onto these Facebook groups, finding out who's within your classes, who's within your accommodation. Now, I did this a little bit with my accommodation, although once I did find the people who I was with, I just left it. I didn't communicate with them, which meant that by the time I went, everyone had created a back and two. Everyone had had a little bit of a group, and it made it a little bit harder, not impossible, but a little bit harder to create friendships with everyone where they'd already got a back and two online. But saying that, it was a 3-year course, so not impossible, but a little bit tricky at the beginning, and having that little bit of a push, especially maybe it wouldn't have been that tricky considering it was online. And I'm also going face to face then online. But I remember back then it still was very, very tricky. I didn't know what to say. I was still wondering what do people think about me a lot more than I do now. So looking back, yes, definitely I'd probably utilize social media, and it would probably help me more with friendships. And finally, the last thing that I really wish that I did was utilize the internet in a way of going on Google Maps, looking at different routes. Something that I do now is if I know I'm going somewhere where I've never been before, I will pop the address on Google Maps and look at the walkable areas, how to get there, what does the surrounding look like, is there any shops nearby. I will literally walk, say, from the train station to my current job. I will do the walk just so that I can familiarize myself, so when I get to the actual place in real life, I won't be confused. And this is something that I never did when I was in university. I just decided just to wing it when I first got there, which meant a 20-minute walking trip to the supermarket ended up being an hour long because I got really confused on Google Maps because I'd never used it beforehand before this trip. I didn't know what the surroundings looked like and I ended up putting myself in a panic. Whereas now, looking on social media, looking on Google Maps, looking at my surroundings, I have the best time when I go places because I recognize areas, I recognize what places look like, and it doesn't send me into an internal panic and an internal struggle. Something else that I'd wish I'd known, which isn't really anything that I could have done, is learn more about citations. Because in my past college courses, they talked a little bit about citations, but they mainly said to us that it didn't really matter and it only mattered in university. So when I started my university and I wasn't citating properly, I ended up getting some really, really low marks. And even throughout the whole university experience, I never had an inkling on how to cite properly, no matter how many times I tried. And it was just this whole thing where I wish someone had told me to practice citing beforehand and how big of a thing it would be for me. Let me know whether you relate to any of these things, whether you have anything that you wish you knew before you went to university, or if you're going to university and you found this list helpful. I'd really appreciate it if you send me a message on my socials. I'd absolutely love it. So we've reached the end of the podcast. I really hope you enjoyed this episode. I know it was a little bit short and sweet, but sometimes it's nice to have just little short and sweet episodes, not too long, but also very informative and just things that I would do completely different. If you enjoyed this episode, I'd love it if you could subscribe, possibly give me a 5-star if you're feeling generous. You don't have to, let's just be being cheeky. I upload every single Monday at 9 o'clock, so make sure you're here, ready and eager to go. I'll see you next week. Bye.